This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to try to change that, conversationally anyway. I am Doug Steffen. She is Roberta Fascinelli.
I am.
She is. And then he's Rich McFadden. We are here to discuss some of the issues of the day. I've been accused. I don't know if accused or whatever. The change agent for a lot of people when it comes to thinking about certain things, an agent of change. And I have decided that I don't mind changing the world if I can. Am I Mother Teresa or Gandhi? One of them said, be the change you wish to see in the world, but I can't remember which one it was. Anybody remember? Is that Gandhi or Mother Teresa?
I think that's Mother Teresa.
Is it? Okay. So what is the world as you see it? Do you feel that the world owes you something? You feel like the world is a horrible place? You don't get your breaks. You get lousy breaks. How many of you can, with your mind, conjure up that peaceful, easy feeling? Remember that song, the Eagles did that, right?
Yep.
Peaceful, easy feeling. And if you have that as you approach whatever tasks you have today, even if they are horrible, even if they are tough, even if you think the problems are insurmountable, still, you have a message from me and us, and maybe we'll underscore this because Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes as well, and perhaps we'll bring her in on that, suggesting that you can change what you want to if you want to. Pretty
simple. You have to want to.
You got to want to. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's a change agent, Andy Parker, who's the father of Allison Parker, shot, killed on the air the last week of August, is in Washington demanding that the legislative process consider a bill to reduce gun violence as part of the national hashtag whatever it takes day of action. Richard Gere, who plays a homeless New Yorker in a film that opens up this week, joined a panel on homelessness. So activism. I bring you these two people as an example of what you can do if you want to. Happens, pretty much everybody knows who Richard Gere is. So do you pay attention to him because of who he is? About a month ago, nobody would have known who Andy Parker was, at least the rest of the country, wouldn't it?
And if you asked him, he would prefer that it would have stayed that way.
Yes, absolutely he would. Absolutely. His daughter is dead for no good reason. There is not a good reason in the world. As a matter of fact, all of the pointing that's going on, once again, by authorities, people who are advocates for one or the other. This guy was mentally ill, so why did he even have a job at the television station? Why was he ever hired in the first place? What in his record did they not see? Well, employers don't tell you anything anymore about hiring a person that they've had working for them because you can get sued. The law is so screwed up and so, in this case, skewed toward the benefit of somebody who ought not to have that benefit. That man should have been put away, or he certainly should have been under serious psychological treatment, attention. Had none of that. So what does he do? He gets upset. He's hard to work with. and that's putting it mildly from what I've read, impossible to work with, always had a chip on his shoulder, I'm black, and you're discriminating against me because I'm black, and that bunkum.
You know, it sounds like he also had borderline personality disorder.
Absolutely, not borderline, he really was.
That's what it's just called, borderline personality disorder, but that's all the traits of it.
Yeah.
As passionate about fixing our mental health system
as they are about having guns for everybody?
Well, it's just, it seems to me like it's a two-pronged approach. Keeping guns out of people's hands who should not have guns, who exhibit some sort of mental illness or have a troubled background, and getting help for those people.
Well, this is the same. Okay, so you know what, in my estimation, I'm an NRA member, and I really don't like saying that every time I come over this, because maybe it gives me some credibility, maybe it doesn't. I dislike thoroughly the positions that are taken mostly by, there are three or four gun lobbyists, NRA is the best known. It's so predictable and so pat and so uninformed and unenlightened. If these people would spend half the amount of time not only holding on to, fine, work your side of the street for all it's worth, that's what you're getting paid for, that's why the members pay their dues, that's what they expect. But at the same time, do something that gives you a certain amount of credibility so you don't have such a hard row to hoe when it comes to holding on to that which you think is important. You know, we have a tradition in this country that people buy, use, hold, collect, whatever, guns,
firearms,
if it's appropriate. The firearm laws are better than they used to be, thanks to another tragedy that happened to when Reagan was president, to Brady. But that was only one small segment. I think it dealt with small handguns. In general, there are too many people who ought not to have guns that have them. So how do you make sure those people, this is the job the NRA should take on, and they would get hundreds of thousands of more members.
They should be working with this group.
Instead of fighting them.
Well, the simple thing to me is this, what I don't understand. In order to drive a car, what do you need?
License.
You need a license. In order to fly a plane, what do you need? Training and a license.
License.
These are both deadly weapons, as we have clearly seen. Why not?
What happens if you're a doctor? You've got to have a license.
If you're going to have a gun, you're required to have it. You have to go through training. You have to make sure you have.
But a lot of people do it the right way, Roberta. Most people that have a license do it the right way. But the people who don't go for a license and do it illegally, how do you find them?
But just the way you find people who aren't driving, driving without licenses. And if you get caught owning a firearm without a license, the penalty should be
It's not your constitutional right to be able to drive a car. Mm-hmm. That's where the difference comes in, and that's where the argument begins.
But the right to bear arms in an organized militia, not as an individual.
Well,
it's still a constitutional right. But it's in an organized militia, and what constitutes an organized militia?
Yeah, but you're comparing it to getting a driver's license.
But I'm saying, but if you're going to do this, license people. That's the first step, I think. That is the first step. If you want to have some regulation over, okay, crazies don't get guns, let's start with licensing people. I'm not saying take guns away from everybody. Let's license people.
Let's make sure they're trained.
Not working. How does that keep crazy people from getting guns?
Yeah, the wrong people getting guns.
Because at that point you're being screened. Just as getting a driver's license, you have to have your eyesight checked. Yeah, you're screening people.
Crazy people have 20/20 vision.
Well, you also have psychological. You also have passed the psychological test.
No, they don't.
If you were being licensed for a firearm,
right?
You have to prove that you are psychologically stable. You just have to have a psychological test. Now, that's not going to screen out. That's not going to screen out everybody. Well, you know what? Here in Louisiana, where I am, if you have your license revoked here, you have to go back and you have to have a medical examination, and you also have to have a psychological examination. You have to be signed off by a psychiatrist. What is wrong with that?
We can debate this till the cows come home.
The details.
But the focus on it, if they were smart, that's my point, is if they were smart, they'd be working both sides of the street on this one, not just the traditional.
You have more control working with them than you would
against them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Agreed.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. You have heard me talk for a number of years about the amazing product called GenuCell, which is aimed at getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. It worked so well, but yet there was something missing. And what was missing is a way to treat the dark circles under your eyes. Because you're going to have bags and puffiness there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the skin is dark. Some people have the bags, some people have the puffiness, some people have dark circles there, and you want to get rid of all of them. Now is the time for you to take action to take care of all of these problems with one phone call. The number is 800-543-9262. You'll order a 3-month supply of Genucel, and the folks at Chamonix will then send you a 3-month supply of the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as they introduce this new product. It comes to you free with a Genucel order. Then you will take care of the bags. Then you will take care of the puffiness. Then you will take care of the lines. And then you will take care of the dark circles under your eyes. This is all natural. It is an absolutely beautiful and powerful way for you to look your best. And it starts in 12 hours. Put this stuff on tonight. Tomorrow, you'll see a difference. 800-543-9262. I know I make a convincing argument, but the best argument is for you to try it, see it work or not. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. But you got to get it first. Call 800-543-9262 right now and mention Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. You'll order Genucel and pay for it. You'll get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment without cost. Put them to work for you and enjoy. By the way, this deal won't be around forever. So take advantage of it now while you're thinking about it. Genucel, the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, speak for themselves. 800-543-9262.
Parents spend over $600 per child on back-to-school supplies, and that's not just backpacks, pens, pencils, and the rest of your learning needs. Keeping kids energized with the right foods and fighting colds, tears, and sniffles are a key to a successful September and beyond. Lifestyle expert Mark Silverstein has his go-tos.
Food that's easy to prepare is everything on those busy mornings. I love the Hot Pockets breakfast bites and snack bites because they're a speedy, satisfying solution for my kids. They're ready to go in just over a minute, and with 7 varieties to choose from, there's something for every child. They can even be a good source of protein, and they don't use artificial flavors.
And with back to school comes end of summer tears. One way to send your little ones off with some love.
Dry those tears and sniffles with Puffs Basic Tissues. They're dermatologist tested to be gentle on skin so your kids can take some of the softness from home with them when they go to school. And for a limited time, specialty Puffs Minions packaging is available in stores, and your kids will love to take these fun designs back to school.
More at videopump.tv.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Oh, sweet love of mine. Oh, sweet love of mine. Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Focus, which comes at this point in every hour on Good Day 23 and change after the hour. Roberta and Richie and I have Billie Holiday in the background. Let's make it foreground, Richie. Crack this up, will you?
Something I never knew.
Do you think I have to explain who Billie Holiday is? Does everybody know or not?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I think some people would know.
I think most people, I don't know. Let me just tell you.
Over with that.
If there is a female jazz icon, Billie Holiday is it. She is the star of a new presentation at the Apollo Theater in New York. I'm betting Joy Brown, who's joining us also now, has spent many nights going to the Apollo Theater. And this is unique because her hologram is the star of the show. This technology is amazing. We've talked about some of these. There's an Elvis hologram. Who else, Richie?
Michael Jackson.
Jackson's got a hologram.
That's what I know.
Yeah. So anyway, this was created in association with those folks at Hologram USA. The Holiday Hologram Show launches later this year, drawing upon all of her theatrical archives. This is part of the Apollo's plan to expand its daytime programming beyond the tours and educational programs that they have. This is pretty dramatic stuff, though. If you've ever seen one of these, I have not. I've talked to people who have seen them. Have either of you, Roberta or Joy, seen
one of these holograms?
Hologram
on YouTube. I mean,
no, I haven't.
Yeah, but that's not like seeing it on a stage, Richie. It's not the same.
I've seen little bits, but I've never seen a whole show that's done in hologram.
I was telling my son and I were talking the other day, and we have a big screen TV where, you know, he's got a game console and plays games. And I said, think about what game systems will be like in 10 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, you won't need a TV. There'll be holograms. Uh-huh. You'll just be, it'll happen all around.
You see, a hologram will sit on the couch next to you.
Yeah.
We'll have a hologram of
tennis with you across the living room.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, this is something Apollo Theater is introducing. I'll be interested in your review of it. I'm guessing, Joy, again, you would be in the line for the first performance of this. She was so talented. I'm not ever sure why there was controversy around her.
What went on in her personal life?
Sure.
Oh, she was a drug addict.
Huh. Well, but listen. Yeah. Think about, what was she, 1941?
She was in World War II. Yeah.
Something like that. Listen.
You hop away, why bother with conversation? Don't let
she had it.
Even listen. You want to make love, okay. It's too hot to wait.
So, talking about making love in 1943 as a female singer,
a black female singer.
Yeah. And I mean, that is controversial in those days.
Yeah, sure is.
When she was... Go ahead. I'm sorry, I was going to say she was extremely popular in Europe, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was huge in Europe.
Mm.
Well, Josephine Baker was the one who really started that.
You know, right, this is true, yeah.
Followed Josephine Baker went to Paris and danced at topless and then came back here. But
who was Josephine Baker? I don't know that name.
She was during World War II, and she was...
Same sort of singer as Billie Holiday?
Even racier.
Really?
Racier, yeah.
Yeah. Racier, you mean suggestive? More suggestive?
Yeah, and she danced topless.
Yeah.
She had affairs with everybody, supposedly was lesbian, adopted a bunch of kids. She's the one who did the bananas around her neck, and she was even before
Miranda. I know. Right, her song was, "Yes, we have some bananas.
Yes.
You can get your bananas right here."
Exactly so.
That's exactly
so. I was just going to ask you, and Billie Holiday also she had lots of lovers and was a drug addict. And Audrey McDonald won a Tony playing Lady Day last year.
That's right.
Which was an amazing performance. But you said Billie Holiday. What about Ella Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald's a little more recent. Had the same sort of. I don't think she was a drug addict, though, was it?
No, she wasn't. But when talking about women,
yeah. Okay. Good point. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-3610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-3610. 800-400-3610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SACROWEDGY.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. And the Dougster is here. I want to understand something, please, ladies. Please help me understand the fascination that many women have and some men have with jewelry. The reason I ask is because there's a story that we have today at DougSteffen.com about Costco getting into trouble because they were selling Tiffany diamond rings that weren't really Tiffany diamond rings.
They weren't really Tiffany, or they were really not diamond?
They knowingly infringed on trademarks held by Tiffany, selling
Tiffany
these diamond...
Company. Okay.
Yes, it was Tiffany, but not Tiffany & Company. They were called Tiffany rings, but it's not Tiffany & Company.
And they probably had the turquoise boxes?
I haven't the slightest idea.
No, they wouldn't do that. It's a Tiffany setting, probably,
which
is copyrighted.
All right. So the judge in the case says the evidence did not let anyone conclude that Costco acted in good faith in adopting the Tiffany mark, not trademark, but the Tiffany mark on this, suggesting that one was getting expensive jewelry at the Costco price, because many people don't know the difference between Tiffany jewelry and Tiffany and Company jewelry.
Right. It was the ring setting that was the
right.
Tiffany.
Yep. Okay, so our poll today at DougStephan.com. Have you ever bought jewelry at Costco or someplace similar like that? A, yes, and I'm happy with what I bought. B, yes, but I hope she doesn't find out. C, no, but I've thought about it. D, no, I'd never buy jewelry from somewhere, someplace like Costco. And E, I've never bought jewelry. Okay.
That's a great thing. Bought jewelry?
That's well, I don't want. I have said to very clearly that I will not go, I will not presume to buy jewelry. I don't think that it's a smart thing for someone in a relationship to buy something unless you actually know what it is.
We shop with them.
Well, yeah.
I think that's the smartest. Right. That's what guys should know. Right. Take a girl shopping with you.
Yeah, right. And you can have her sort of, you can do window shopping first, and then you can set the budget. And,
right.
But what about an engagement ring?
What about it?
You wouldn't buy somebody an engagement ring?
No.
Well, he's not getting married again, Joy, so that's...
Well, even if I did get married
engaged is a lot cheaper than getting married. Yeah.
I would take...
True words never said.
This person to the place where I thought, or she thought, where there were good value and there was an appropriate stone. But my question to the two of you, and maybe to Richie as well, but maybe more to the point, why is it that so much emphasis is placed, and I don't want to sound like a naive dummy, but because I shared with you, I was watching my love look through drawers of jewelry the other night. That's what made me think, what is there about having jewelry that's, I know that it's terrific and it can really enhance the way you look and accentuates clothing and maybe...
It has nothing to do with any of that.
All right, so why? Why do women...
All right, first
have
of all, you have to remember that originally the bride price and a wedding ring was a dowry. So it was a statement of wealth. It was a statement of commitment. It was a statement of future financial security. And so it originally started, the interesting thing is how a diamond got involved in all of that, because
yeah.
And so basically what you want is something that is rare, because what you're saying is this is not an ordinary kind of commitment. This is a rare, important, valuable kind of statement. But I think, I mean, the I think people have always been, if you go to a museum, you see that ancient people like shiny stuff, and both men and women. And it's not only
shiny
women.
Stuff.
Shiny stuff. We love shiny stuff.
Yeah.
And
why
does
that be expensive?
King.
How about tinfoil?
Yeah,
because,
aluminum foil.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get me a diamond, I'll get you all the tinfoil you want. We have a deal here. And I'll shine the tinfoil for you.
Really?
But Marx had jewelry too. It was a statement of wealth. It was a statement of power. It's a statement of status. And the rarer the substance, the more valuable. For example, at one point, salt was very valuable because it was very rare. Salt is now not. Diamonds were, and in fact, the notion is that the world supply of diamonds is very heavily regulated. There's a lot more diamonds available than ever come to market because it's really a consortium.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be. They would have
exactly.
No value. They keep
they
the value.
They control exactly that.
Yeah.
So I think it's both historical and that this was a statement of. I mean, when we talk about a man giving a woman an engagement ring. We're talking about a statement of commitment, that he has the wherewithal to support her going forward because he can buy her a bauble. That she has it if...
A bauble.
And that she has then a statement that if something goes wrong that she could, you know, that something of worth. Besides, they're pretty and shiny.
Hi,
yeah.
Roberta.
They look nice.
Let's hear your story on this.
Well, about what? Why?
Well, why is it, you know, I want to know. Joy gave us a backgrounder, which is cool.
Uh-huh.
I want to know why each of the two of you
yeah.
have an interest. I know both of you very well, and so under the circumstances, you wear attractive jewelry on the right occasion,
yeah.
and there's something about whatever that makes you think better of yourself. Is it that? Is
no,
that
no,
a,
it's
you,
not. That it's an expression for me, at any rate. It's an expression of creativity. I've started making a lot of my own jewelry,
really?
And I'm tending. I have a lot. lot of very valuable jewelry that I just simply don't wear anymore. A lot of my mother's jewelry, and I don't wear it because you know, first of all, it's just kind of inappropriate. I feel kind of funny, like almost like you're flashing wealth. So I don't like to wear it. I prefer now to wear the stuff I make myself, or just to kind of like
the different. Is it like the Toys R Us beads on a string type thing?
A lot of it is like handmade glass beads that I'll buy in different places, and that I'll combine with like either pendants or things like that. So each piece, they're also very convertible pieces. I can mix and match stuff. I can take pendants off of one thing and put it onto another. I can change colors around.
Right.
And for me, it's an art form. And
it's getting dressed up. It's a statement.
It's getting dressed up.
This is not an everyday event. And I think for most women, and I think some men too, we have everyday jewelry and then we have dress up.
Yes.
You guys probably have cufflinks or studs or something.
Yeah,
and we have
tuxes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the point, that there's everyday kind of dressing,
mm-hmm.
and then there's event kind of dressing. And I think that our jewelry, as much as anything else, I mean, it may be that we're wearing a longer dress, because a lot of us wear little black dresses and little black heels for, you know, an awful lot of events. But so you determine whether you're going to a work party or work or to a fancy event by the jewelry you wear.
Right. Do you wear the pearls or do you wear the chains?
Hmm. Or do you wear diamonds? Do you wear earrings? Do you wear junk jewelry or do you wear
diamonds? That's how you change
diamond
the little black
yeah.
dress.
Yeah.
My jewelry is a 1967 Bronco with 365 horsepower.
There you go. Yeah.
I have a 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck.
There you go. That's my jewelry.
Well, that's it. And that's the point, shiny. That you could wear. But the point is that for women, for guys, what you drive is really important.
Wow.
For women, what you wear is really. Mm-hmm. I think there's some kind of. I don't know how much of your jewelry, Roberta, was given to you. I told the guys I was on a date once, and some guy said, that's great jewelry, but why don't you let me replace it with something better?
I think probably 25% was given to me, probably 50% was my mother's, and 25% I bought myself.
See, part of mine is, but if you look at your junk jewelry, your everyday jewelry, and your good jewelry, it probably doesn't break down.
I don't know what happened to the guy who said that's nice jewelry, but
junk
jewelry,
I bought all my junk jewelry.
What happened to him?
Well, we went out for a while. The problem is that the jewelry, I'm making it sound much more venal than it was, that the jewelry he replaced it with was very attractive, but it was junk jewelry. It was costume jewelry.
I see.
But it's a great pickup line.
Yeah.
Let me replace that with something better.
And my line would be like, and what's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did say something
like
that.
What makes you think you can buy me better jewelry than I can buy for myself?
Oh, see, this is,
excuse me, buddy.
He was making the assumption that this was a gift from a guy.
From another guy. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that, you know, that I can, you know, it's the male competitive kind of, you know.
You know why that rubs me the wrong way? Because when I got engaged to my husband, a former suitor came to me and said to me, he came to me with a bigger ring.
So men were fighting over you, Roberta, huh?
And you're kicking yourself every day.
No, not at all. Not a guy. This guy was a true.
Hey, let me ask you both this, okay? Joy, you still out and about, but, you know, Roberta, you've been married forever and a day. Are pickup lines a thing of the past?
Oh, no.
Or are they just maybe for us?
No, I actually, you guys don't need them anymore, hopefully.
Right, but how corny are pickup lines? How do you get away with a pickup line anymore without either coming off like a perv, like a...
All right, well, you have to be a little more creative. I actually have done shows of Tell Me Your Best Pickup Line. And I'll tell you the favor one was actually done on me was a guy who said, I always compliment beautiful women on their brains and smart women on their beauty, and you are just so smart. And I thought, oh. He's too good for me. I mean, he's too smart for me because he got like double credit for that. So that's a. But
so you dumped him?
Did it work?
I went out for dinner with him.
Come on,
guys. I mean, I'm not Dr. Slut. So we had. But basically, a pickup line.
I absolutely love you. Yeah. I love you.
All right, we better pause here for a moment.
Yeah,
our poll yesterday.
That's not a bad pickup line.
Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, by the way, to follow up on polls. Where do you tend to buy fruits and vegetables? 41% said a chain grocery store. 26% of you said a local grocery store. 15% said the local farmer's market. 13% said Walmart, please. 5% said other. All right, we continue. Dr. Joy has posted a very interesting item on her Facebook page. An inmate in prison is offering to give his bone marrow, donate bone marrow, to the judge who helped put him in jail. That's an interesting psychological runaround, and we'll maybe deal with that in a moment here on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals of the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schon engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $75 million a week this season. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Go to FanDuel.com and enter the promo code FF1000. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code FF, the number 1000.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Rich McFadden, and Dr. Doug practicing.
I love
license.
It that my PhD is contagious.
It
I
is.
Love that
yes,
part.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you
I work
posted.
For it. You guys catch it.
That's very nice. When my daughter got her PhD from Oxford, and we figured out how much it cost, I had told her the week before that I found a place online I could buy a PhD for $186, and she looked at me.
So much for your Father's Day jewelry. Not going to happen.
All right, anyway. So your Facebook
exactly.
page tells the story of this guy in jail who says he'll be a bone marrow donor for the judge who put him away. How in the world does that work?
Well, the judge at the time was the prosecutor.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So it was armed robbery. He was sent up the river for 26 years, I think. He's been in for a while. And he was apparently he was out at one point on parole and then violated his parole, so he was back in. But he, like a lot of people in prison, got religion and reformed. And sort of when he found out about this guy needing bone marrow transplant, he sent him a letter. And he said, I don't know. And it turns out, I don't know if the prisoner noted this or not. It takes a little bit of the shine off the story, so we'll assume he didn't. The prisoners are not allowed to do bone marrow transplants because of contagion factors, apparently.
Really?
So he wouldn't actually, even if there were a match, which was unclear, he wouldn't be able to donate. But the judge publicized it and said how meaningful it was. It was a private letter to the judge. It was not a public thing that this guy did.
Right.
But there is something kind of, you know, I think just as it resonated with me, it resonated with you, that people can sort of say, take responsibility and not only forgive people who caught them up in the system, but understand that the person was just doing their job. There's a movie coming out, I think this week, called 99 Homes, which is a similar kind of story of a guy, except it's Hollywood versions, Andrew Garfield and Michael Shannon, of the housing crisis, foreclosure crisis in Florida, and the guys who were sent to foreclose. And at one point, Michael Shannon makes this really legitimate point of, he said, I didn't throw you out. You got yourself in trouble. The government did it. Somebody has to do it. It just happens to be my lousy job.
Right.
So,
Dr. Joy Brown with Great Philosophies, Understanding Life. You can listen to her program daily from noon to 3 East Coast time. Check out where it is by going to drjoy.com. We got a question you wanted to answer anytime, day or night, call 855-99-Dr. Joy. Roberta, Richie, and Doug at 51 after on Good Day.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Stevin is here picking up the pieces from the information he's found in the last 24 hours about the new Apple announcement. Is it new? Is it Memorex? Is it the same thing over and over again? Retrax, Redux, whatever it is. So Greg, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, will give us a lowdown or the up-down on the Apple announcement yesterday. Is it a... Hold on a second. Oh, wait a minute.
Was that an editorial? Were you editorial?
No, I never did that. I'll get to the bottom of this mess in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Greg Stebbins. You with Kenny and me, and you, more importantly, to focus on what the heck happened yesterday with the Apple announcement or announcements. Is it singular or plural, Greg?
Oh, there were many announcements.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Like our stock value went down 5% yesterday. They didn't announce that today.
Well, I mean, stock values go up and down.
Right, exactly.
And, you know what? If you bought Apple at 2, that little blip didn't matter so much.
If you bought it at 200, it didn't make much difference.
Also true.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry to say I didn't do either of those things.
What I want to know is, do these new phones bend? That's the most important thing for me. Do these new
iPhones bend? One of the things they talked about was building them in a different way with stronger materials. So, in theory, look, when the first phones come out, someone will find something wrong with them and we'll spend a week or a month or the rest of our lives talking about it.
Maybe you will. Not me, pal.
I bet you and I will talk about it at least once.
Probably, yes, probably do that. Okay, so what is new? What really, after analyzing Apple's announcements yesterday, other than the phones won't bend, what is new about the new iPhone announcement or the announcement of the new iPhone?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things they announced, frankly, is that if you pay them about $32 a month, and this is a deal you have to get at the Apple store, you can't get it at your carrier, but if you pay them $32 a month, you can take part in what's called the iPhone upgrade program. And if you like to get a new phone every year when it comes out from Apple, you pay $32 a month. You keep paying $32 a month, and when there's a new phone, you give them the old phone and get a new phone. So you get a new phone every year.
Okay. So that amounts to, let's see.
Call it $400 a year.
Exactly. So a new phone costs $800. Right? Is that what
something like? Well, unless you buy one of the Android phones we talked about yesterday, which is start at $179.
But a lot of people don't have $800 to plop down, but they'll give you $32, and then the chase is on. And on the books, you've sold another phone, so that's good for your stock price.
Well, and then you actually take the old phones, and there's a huge market for them as well. So you have to understand it's the difference between leasing and bond.
Yeah, it's leasing a car.
That's exactly right. When you buy a phone, when you're ready to upgrade, you can turn around and sell your phone and take that cash. Yeah, it's a great strategy.
So they have nothing new to sell.
Well, no. I mean, there's upgrades to the phone as well. I mean, the camera's better.
Is it?
The chip is better. I mean, there was a really great article in USA Today yesterday by a guy named Jefferson Thompson or something like that. But his opening line was perfect. He said, yesterday Apple introduced the best iPhone ever, and that's what they say every time, because who's ever going to announce a phone that's not better than the last one?
But the payment plan is pretty good marketing strategy.
It's a really smart move.
Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, so they're still smart at Apple. Greg Stebbins is still smart. He's here with us on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.